You just earned your PMP. Congratulations. But here's the harsh truth. Your company sees zero value if you're not applying it. Have you become the dreaded paper PMP? Or are you actively demonstrating your worth or just letting your credentials sit idle? You mind if I share a short story with you? The day after I earned my PMP, I was excited for work the next day. I truly, and I do mean truly, felt the momentum of conquering that PMP exam. But reality set in really fast. I still had to manage the same challenging project I faced before my certification. I assumed things would magically become easier, but without a clear vision how I would apply these new skills, nothing really had changed. Therefore, instead of feeling empowered, I felt stuck, frustrated, uncertain. I learned a powerful lesson that day. Passing your PMP is just the beginning. To become an effective, efficient project manager, you must apply what you've learned from your PMP certification. That is when I started to define what my post-PMP vision was going to be. Point number one, define your post-PMP vision. Clarifying where you want to take your career now that you hold a PMP credential, whether that's moving into program management, specializing in agile, or actually leading a PMO is important. Why is this important? Because a clear vision prevents drift and ensures every step you take aligns with your long-term goals. Experiment with these actionable tips. Write a one-page career statement with targeted roles and timelines. Identify three skills you need to develop in your next negotiation or advanced risk analysis. Schedule quarterly vision check-in sessions in your calendar. Point number two, adapt a coaching and mentoring mindset. Transitioning from the PMP certification holder to a mentor establishes deeper authority and legacy in this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management. Why is this important? Mentorship enhances your visibility and builds trust within the professional community. Experiment with these actionable tips. Volunteer as an accountability coach for someone you know that is taking the PMP. Hey, listen, either volunteer or even paid, I offer a paid accountability coach for someone that's taking the CAPM or the PMP. Again, accountability coach for the CAPM or PMP. Yes, I know it was a shameless plug, but I want to let you know, it's never about the test that you're taking. And what I mean by that is that a lot of times people will go and take the exam, or I should say, are in preparation to take an exam, but where they fall short at is being able to follow through. So having someone that is that accountability coach or mentor can hold them accountable. All right, next one. Regularly offer informal coaching sessions at your workplace. And last and final one, use personal success stories to inspire and guide mentees. Point number three, don't let your PMP training collect dust. You know, you spend countless hours mastering the PMBOK, looking over related materials, allowing these resources just to sit unused, or basically, they basically diminish the long-term value. This is important because regular use and review of training materials keep fundamental PM concepts fresh and applicable to daily activities. Experiment with these actionable tips. Schedule a monthly or bi-monthly refresher just to skim over key chapters or frameworks. That is going to be important. This is something I had to learn. I'm actually going back again over my PMBOK, even though I know it's going to be transitioning pretty soon. But this is important that you do this because of the fact that it just keeps you fresh on new terminology. All that time you put in, you want to make it count for something. All right, next actionable tip I'd love for you to experiment. Use PMP materials as references and actually leading a project. And the last and final one, teach a brief concept monthly to your project team or peers. Point number four, master real-world applications of PM tools. Passing the PMP is just the start, but you know what? True mastery requires real-world, hands-on proficiency with software tools like MS Project, Jira, Smartsheets, Asana, things of that nature around this project management software bank. I always say bank, or you're creating your project management tool belt in a sense. This is important because tools provide proficiency, which allows you to be efficient, accurate, and allows you to execute projects effectively. Experiment with these actionable tips. Immediately integrate learned tools into daily PM routines. Experiment with different PM software. Identify what best suits you as well as the organization, because you don't want to just offer a tool to the organization and they're maybe using something else and they're not ready to make that transition. However, you still want to study that tool. So when they're ready to make that transition, you could be the first one to say, hey, let's look at this Smartsheets. I know we made a transition from cutting down our Microsoft project license. I think this tool would be good, or Jira, et cetera. You know where I'm going with this. And the last and final one, hold regular training sessions to ensure your team leverages these tools fully. Point number five, immediately put agile and hybrid knowledge into action. See, the PMP covers predictive, agile, and a hybrid approach extensively. Put these directly into practice to build real-world agility. Why is this important? The ability to demonstrate flexibility with multiple methodologies, frameworks, and mindsets significantly elevates your value in today's market. Experiment with these actionable tips. Introduce hybrid approaches into ongoing projects. Combine a little bit of a predictive with a little bit of an agile mindset. Use Scrum retrospectives in a predictive project to enhance continuous improvement, and then share your hybrid PM experiences through internal case studies or presentations. Point number six, start documenting and sharing your lessons learned. See, lessons learned are more than just a PMBOK theory. This is real life, and it's actually a real life guide to avoiding costly mistakes. This is important because when you share authentic experiences, it fosters trust, it provides clarity, and it establishes your authority. Experiment with these actionable tips. Share your study routine online. Discuss how you overcame imposter syndrome to believe you could sit and pass the PMP. And the last and final one, discuss how you overcame distractions on your road to obtaining your PMP. Point number seven, specialize in a niche. What does that look like? Deepen your expertise in Agile, Lean Six Sigma, DevOps integration, or hybrid frameworks. Why is this important? Niche specialization makes you more attractive to organizations needing a specific skill set. Experiment with these actionable tips. Enroll in certifications. I don't care if it's the ACP, the CSM, the PSM, DevOps, whatever that is, within 6 months. Lead a pilot project using that methodology to build a case study, and then write a blog or do what I'm doing. Speak of your lessons learned from that actual pilot. Point number eight, and I saved the best for last. So if you're here, I'm just going to say this, but I'm about to tell you something you already know. Never stop learning. Schedule your professional development. PMP certification marks the start of your advanced PM education, not the end. I'll say that again. PMP certification marks the start of your advanced PM education, not the end. This is important because continuous learning maintains your competitive edge, and now you start becoming a thought leader. Experiment with these actionable tips. Dedicate regular time slots monthly to reading PM-related books or research. Complete advanced certifications like I talked about before, the ACP, the PGMP, or any Lean Six Sigma, things of that nature, and regularly engage in emerging project management trends through courses or podcasts. And of course, you can listen to this podcast that you're listening, or this YouTube video, or my posts or any things I have out there, because again, I want to provide pragmatic approaches to your journey into project management. Well, family, if you made it this far, first of all, I'm grateful and thankful that you've given me this opportunity to talk about something I'm really proud to actually talk about, something I'm excited about and passionate about, which is project management. Your PMP certification alone doesn't transform you. It's what you learn in the journey and what you do with it next. Don't become a paper PMP by letting your knowledge gather dust. Take immediate action by clearly defining your post-PMP vision and intentionally, I'll say that again, intentionally applying your skills and embracing a mindset focused on continuous growth. Well, family, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, that just simply means it. Until next time.